latest election poll released Tuesday showed Indonesian presidential hopeful and Jakarta Governor Joko Widodo, known commonly as Jokowi, with a slight lead over former General Prabowo Subianto one day before some 190 million eligible voters head to the polls in the world's third largest democracy to cast ballots in the country's third direct presidential election. Nearly one-third of voters are between the ages of 17 and 29, with 11% expected to vote for the first time. This will be the first time one popularly elected leader, incumbent Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, must step down after two terms as president and will hand over power as successor. Don Emerson, director of Stanford University's Southeast Asian Forum, told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty, "The polls in the country are not as reliable as they are in the United States, with widely differing numbers of undecided voters. But he says there's no doubt the momentum is on the side of former General Prabowo."
Indonesians get a lot of their information from television. And of the two, there's little question that Prabowo has the more commanding, and I use that term both in the sense of his military background, but also just in terms of his presence. He has a very commanding delivery. His delivery is focused on the need for Indonesia to stop letting itself get ripped off by foreign countries, the leakage that he talks about of its natural resources. So he has a simple theme. He repeats it, and he does so quite forcefully. I think it's important to add that in Indonesia, as best as we can tell, what motivates voters is less the platforms of the individuals who are running for office in contrast to their personalities. And in that regard, I think one would at least admit that Prabowo has come across much more forcefully and much more focused on a small number of themes in contrast to Widodo. That's not to predict a Prabowo victory, but simply to say that the personalities really matter this time around.
He's described by Reuters as a tough nationalist, but he's dogged, it says, by decades-long allegations of army brutality, which he denies.
That is true. And the evidence is actually, in my opinion, compelling, that his activities have involved complicity in acts of violence in a number of different settings.
Is there anything that's dragging down Jakarta's Governor Joko Widodo? I thought he was quite popular among the people.
I must say, when Jimmy Carter ran for office, one of his advantages was that he was from outside Washington. That, in a way, has been, from the beginning, Jokowi's advantage, both as mayor of Solo in Central Java, and then later as governor of Jakarta. Now, Jakarta, of course, is the capital city. But as governor of Jakarta, his primary concern was traffic, pollution, the quality of life of people living in the city. And he did take a number of steps in the direction of making life more livable for people in Jakarta. And I think what that means is that his support tends to be limited more to the urban areas, and perhaps if there is a kind of element in the constituency that he has not really managed to tap into, it would be the rural areas.
And how important is this election for Indonesia and for Asia?
Well, it's extremely important for Indonesia. It's absolutely decisive for Indonesia. And so the nationalism, the fierce nationalism that is associated with Prabowo and that has been his banner, a banner under which he has campaigned, may well soften if he becomes president of Indonesia. But if we focus on the threat, as he has done, of foreigners taking our resources, then you can see that the consequences for economic reform could be rather bad.
The official results will not be known for 2 weeks, but Emerson says the outcome will say a lot about the state of the young democracy in the world's largest Muslim country, whether or not it will be consolidated, allowed to mature and be of reasonably high quality, or whether the country will slip back to its more authoritarian past.